Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got Priestess Omiyika Seven Zen Nu here to serve you. I am your priestess, your emperor, your advocate, and your advisor. I'm here to serve you at your dispense. Thank you for joining me on a Saturday. We're usually not in on Saturday, but because of the Black History Month, we are making an effort to be here at least 6 days a week. Aren't we on our job? Wouldn't you say so? Welcome, everyone. And I say hello to my old friends. How are you doing? How is the African? And how are the children? If the African is doing well, say well. The African is doing well. And to my new listeners, I say welcome, Habari Ghani. And please do make us your permanent friends that you're following. Our chat room is now officially open, and we are officially on the air. You can gather in the chat room. I'll be there to assist you as I play your hostess in the room as well as on the air. We'd like to welcome you. Our segment for today that we've been talking about is to acknowledge our queens and our priestesses. And this is the day that you've been waiting for, queens and priestesses. You ought to come on in this room because we have a discussion to have. We have a bone to pick with some of those people out there in the audience, and we can't do it without you being in attendance. So we're asking all of you priestesses, if you're out there in the audience, why don't you come on in and pay us a visit and take your proper seat in the throne position? I have my throne seat, so I'm offering you an opportunity to have a place here in my room as a throne today. Now, we're going to be talking about what is it that the priestess and the queen should be doing in the community? What is our role? And how do you know that you're a priest? What differentiates you from an apostle or a priest? We've got many women that want to wear the title of the apostle. I'm apostle, apostolist. And then we have some priestess that know their position and they call themselves what they are. But then there's other women that says, oh, I don't know if I want to be an evangelist today or tomorrow. I want to be the prophetess. Now, you have to be very careful what you call yourself. A prophet has to be 100% right all the time. He can't be on today and off tomorrow wearing his hat when he's feeling good, and then when he's not feeling so good about his prophetic ministry, he takes it off. It doesn't work like that. You have to be very careful what you put on your head. That's why it took me some while before I came and gave you the title of Priestess Omiyinka 7 Zanu. It took me some while before I said that, because when you walk in at that position and carry that title, you must act a certain way. Now, we're going to talk about what characteristics do we need to have. And if the priestess that are out there that need to call in, why don't you lock that dial in at 219-398. Excuse me, I'm giving you another number. That's another number. No, you want to lock this number in, 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Now, if there weren't many gods out there, then why would God say he was a jealous God if there was only one God? And if everything was true in the Bible, why would God be telling us to rightfully divide the word of truth? Now, like I said yesterday, everything is truthfully stated in the Bible, but not everything in the Bible that's stated is true. We have to decipher things, ladies and gentlemen. We have to break down the word. We have to go in between the enunciations and understanding what definitions mean. That, therefore, you have to have a special book called the dictionary to understand what the Bible is saying. So, because we're priestesses and we are considered the doctors of the community, we have to also rightfully divide the word of truth in the Bible, because we have to give the word back to some people, and we have to bring healings as well. Yesterday, we sent through the airwaves a frequency of waves that went across the airwaves to send Reiki healing to heal those that are sick. We're going to do the same thing today, and if you stay with us, you might learn how to heal yourself. So why don't you take a station identification as we bring the drummers in? We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Keep it right there, little G. Keep it right there. We'll be back. priestesses, and the queens of the community, if you're out there, we've just given you a drum roll. Have a seat and take your throne. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind, why don't you stand with me? We are now standing on holy ground. We're going to hollow this space out as we send the signatures across the water. If you don't do anything else today, why don't you step over into the talking cure room with me as I prepare to do the ritual of sending out the signatures on the water. We have to acknowledge our higher selves, but let's get cleaned up first because that is definitely in order. As we purify ourselves, make sure you clean yourself and purify yourself so that purification is in order. I have purified myself, and the purification is in order. I like to offer up a libation to Oludulamare, also to Akamare, the God of the heaven, the inner courts and outer courts of heaven. Akamare is the God of this universe. Akamare is the God of the inner and outer courts of heaven. Oludulamare is the God of this earth. We acknowledge both of them to the gods we lift up today. Ashe. We'd like to acknowledge my mother spirit by pouring libation to Yamanja. We say Ashe. And we'd like to acknowledge my father spirit, Obatala, in the place of Robert Jenkins. Ashe. We pour libations to the east and call in all of our ancestors. Not only do we call in those ancestors, but we call in those queens and those priestesses, and we call in Zora Neale Hurston as she is one of our all-time priestesses. We say, come on in, Zora, and bring your stories with you. Ashe. We call in Marcus Garvey and ask them to bring in the Garveyites as they mount themselves up on wings like eagles. Ashe. We call on the Honorable Dr. Henry Clark. We call on Dr. Carruthers and we say Ashe. We call on Doc Ben and we say Ashe. Nina Simone, the veil has been lifted and you are free to come back into the country again. Bring your songs and sing Mississippi one more time for us, my sister. Harriet Tubman, bring your pistol and come on. Tell the folks they're going to wade the water or they're going to feel the heat of your pistol. You freed millions of people, but you could have freed million more if they only knew that they were free or they were slaves. They would have been free, but some of them didn't even know that they were slaves. So therefore, you had to leave them in the middle passage. Bring your pistol. Bring your pistol, Harriet. Because some of the people here today don't know that they're still slaves. You're going to have to wade the water or you're going to feel the heat of Harriet's pistol. Ashe. Madam C.J. Walker, go ahead on, lady, and walk that walk and talk that talk while you use that straightening comb to break down that kitchen for those of us who are afraid to let it nap up. Come on, bring that straightening comb and your curling irons to walk that walk, Madam C.J. Walker. Martin, oh, Martin, has anybody seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he has gone? Coretta, I just looked around and Martin was gone. Can you tell me where I can find my old friend Martin? Ashe. Louis Armstrong, bring that horn and play that horn like you never played it before. Come on, Louis, play us another song, Ashe. Sheikh S. Diop, we know that you were the beginning and the end of teaching us consciousness. Now come on and bring consciousness to the surface so our people can be free once again. Ladies and gentlemen, we summon the ancestors that we poured the water and the signatures have gone out on the ocean. Those of our ancestors that are still stuck in the lagoon, some of them that are still stuck in the middle passage, and our Mayapa, they're still fighting their way through. For those ancestors, we make the way plain and clear. We ask that our gods, the gods of this earth, the representation of the gods, Oladulamare, will come forward and open the door. We also set our prophet aside, Oromola, the African prophet that molded and shaped us and formed us and gave us our strategic bodies. The African prophet that looked down at the hunchback and molded him and then took the albino and created him, as well as creating all of the albinos. He created them for the power of prayer because their families refused to worship God. And as a mark, he marked them to remind them to always pray. The hunchback, the albino, and the cripple, he molded them for God's worship. Now bring in Oromola. Oromola knows our inception from our end and our beginning. Oromola gave us shape, but God, oh yes, Oladulamare gave us the breath of life so that his essence would be put in each and every one of us, and then we would carry within our bosom Ori, who we could fellowship with, will give us that first unction, our first mind, who is the Godhead that lives within each and every one of us. That's right, folks. We possess our very own personal God that goes all the way with us. There's none that can go all the way with us other than Ori. Ori will go all the way with us, and we sanctify Ori today. We pour libations to the east, and we said to Ori, come back and present yourself to all men. We pour libations to the west, and we tell Akamare to present himself here and let people know that he is combustible, full of fire, ratified energy, Ashe. And Oladulamare, being the god of this earth, is also combustible, but he is approachable because he has matter around him, Ashe. Sorry about that, Ashe. Correction. Akamare is a ratified god that we cannot approach, but he does work with the issues of man. I like to pour libations to the west, to the south, and I say Ashe. Finally, I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I like to light a candle for my mother, and I say Ashe to Yamanja. Yamanja is the mother of the water. I light a candle to Yamanja, and I say, Ashe, mother, may this light lead you in, and may you find your way home. I light a candle to Obatala, my father's spirit, and I say, Father, find your way home. As we light these candles bring about light for our ancestors. The water is the substance that they need. They must have substance, and we bring the water for substance. And ladies and gentlemen, my prayer is that each and every one of you who are represented here today, that you will begin to understand that African History Month is not just another month. It's a time for us to define ourselves and for us to create a redemption plan. And we've talked about that, and we said the redeemed should say so. So if somebody asks you why you're doing something, say so, because you've been redeemed. It's very important that we should know our proper places and remind ourselves from time to time what is our job and our responsibility and why are we here. My prayer is that each and every one of your households will be blessed down to the thousandth generation for them and those that love God. But for those who have found it in their heart to hate God, we ask that God will have mercy upon them. For every child that has not been born yet is still yet coming down the loins, we pray that those ancestors will come through the loins of those mothers' womb, and they will represent themselves in reincarnation. We are an African people in this room, and we will practice as Africans. We believe in reincarnation. We believe that matter never dies. Matter is a frequency. We're nothing but frequencies, ratified frequency. Our vibration will vibrate unto death. And even unto death, there is still a vibration. And when we release ourselves in the term of Emi, Emi is the breath of life that the Africans call the rattling. And when Emi leaves the body, there's a rattling that leaves. But yet the body still has a frequency. Unto death, that body still carries matter. Our body releases the frequency. So the frequency can never die, nor can it be recreated. It lives on forever. It must go back to the source that it came from. So don't think that you can kill matter. Matter can never die. The melanin is left for us, ladies and gentlemen. The melanin is in the atmosphere, and we can consume that melanin that's left by our ancestors. So why don't you tap in? The frequencies are now here, so tap in. I'd like to send the frequency waves across the airwaves to the east, to the south, to the north, and to the west. As the frequencies goes across the airwaves, those of you who are ill and sick with palsy and can't get well, why don't you tap into the energies and be healed today? Why don't you heal your self-physician? The energy and the frequencies are here. Be very careful about the vampires that might present themselves to you. If you are highly frequented and you vibrate at a high frequency, be careful not to let those vampires zap your energy away. Come here and get fueled up again. This is a place where you can get fueled up and revamp yourself. Grab hold to the melanin. It's available to you today. Thank you so very much, people. Thank you for going on that talk and cure with us as we sent the signatures across the water. God will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. He is pleased with you. It's important to worship God on a day-to-day basis. And, Father, I hope that the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth will be accepted, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On thee do we wait for help, and on thee do we beseech for help. Guide us on the path of righteousness, not on the path of those who've gone astray. Guide us on that path, would you please, Lord? Ladies and gentlemen, hold tight for 1 minute. We'll be right back at you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You've got your Amika 7 live coming to you straight from our studio. Our chat rooms are open, and we are inviting you in for the conversation. The topic for today is the roles of the priestesses and the queens in our community. And we talked very briefly yesterday about those roles. And we ought to know what our Nia is, our purpose. And for those women who have not found their purpose, it's very important that you should look into that. And your purpose is not on somebody's job, trying to get tenure, trying to advance yourself, trying to get to the highest height and to that ceiling position. Your purpose is in the home. And that's the first place your job is. And don't tell me, I've been a professional woman myself and have reached higher heights and stayed in boardrooms as well as in the upper room and had managerial jobs, but knew my place was first at home. Don't be afraid, queens. 2, relinquish your positions and take that sabbatical or that leave or that medical family leave and go home and tend to business. Now, what do you mean, Omi? I mean go home and tend to business. And that's exactly what I mean, because some of our households are going astray while we're at home making that next raise. It's very important that when we go home, we set things in order. And I don't mean leaving your husband there who is seeking out a job and is barely there and things are not getting taken care of at home. I mean you going there, putting things in order and the children in proper positions. If those children are failing and you need to bring them home to homeschool them, bring them home. Put your lab coat on and your teacher's hat and go head on and train and teach your child until you get them to proper grade level. Sometimes you have to do that. And if you have an extended family member that's ill, that don't need to be in a nursing home, that needs your loving care and attention, bring them home too. And set the family in order. You are the queen of the house. They're expecting you to do this. When things aren't going right with your child and your child is having trouble in and out of prison, bring that child in and set down the law to that child and work with that child and let them know that they're carrying your bloodline and your name and tell them what you expect of them. And tell them you will deputize yourself and be the probation officer if need be. Now, if that man is still outside and wayward and doing everything he thinks he's big and bad enough to do, give him an ultimatum too. Let him know that in this house, as for me and my house, we shall worship the Lord. And if he continues to live outside of those boundaries and can't get with your program, give him an ultimatum and give him a deal he just can't refuse. Queens, you are the ones looked upon to carry out the mission of the redemptive story. Put a redemptive plan in place and carry it out and get behind all of those members in your family and tell them we're going to work this thing out and see to it that it's accomplished. Don't go telling everybody that you're working towards that next promotion at home and your house is throw up from the blow up. Your promotion will mean nothing to your friends if your household is not in order. Now, that's what a real queen would do. And don't go running your child off to every hospital and doctor's office when he gets a little cold. Go to that health food store and petition those nutritionists to give you information that you can take home and put in your cupboard and utilize those herbs and tinctures to help your family stay well. You are the doctor. You're one of the oldest doctors that there is. Now, there's a time for going to the hospital in acute cases, but for preventative maintenance, you can prevent the whooping cough and you can prevent the flu, and there are things that you can give your family and household to keep them healthy. Now, mothers, you got to understand, they're looking to you when things don't go right. They're looking to you when they don't do so well in school because they see themselves through your eyes. Children see themselves through their mother's eyes, and sometimes those men do too. So what are we going to do about our men? We want them to be kings, don't we? We want them to be the very best. And we don't want to have to carry them. Sometimes, ladies, in this marriage, we are doing nothing but carrying that other half, and we're so tired we can't seem to make it through because we're doing everybody's job for them, and he's not carrying his load. Then you have to give him an ultimatum that we're going to see counseling, and you're going to counseling with me to get your job well-defined so that we can have a third party to look into our marriage situation. You have to do this, women. Now, don't go talking about, well, I am a prophetess, and I want to prophesy over you. Prophesy over yourself. If you got some skeletons in the closet that you need to clean out, Handle your business first. Don't go handling somebody else's business when she know your life is toe up from the floor. You're going to only embarrass yourself. And folks are going to say, well, you're the prophetess. How come you didn't know things was going on in your house? How come you didn't see them beforehand? See, you can't see into anybody else's life until you've already seen into your own. And don't fool yourself with that title, prophetess. Anybody that wants to just put that title on you and you want to wear it because it sounds so good, be careful. Hold up. Tell them, oh, wait a minute. Now, there's a lot of titles I wear, but prophetess ain't one of them because I ain't prophesied not one time over my own family, and I didn't clairvoyantly see into the lives of my children. So how is it that I can see into your life? You can't. And don't fool yourself. Now, we got to get it together. We're calling ourselves priests and priestesses and apostles and all these names. We got to be doing something and have our stuff together. Now, a real queen and a real priestess knows her herbs, understands her way around the kitchen. Remember, she is the medicine doctor. And I didn't say that she is pretending. She knows her way around the kitchen, and when someone gets sick, she can go in there and muster up something in that backyard and from that kitchen to heal her prospective family. That's right. I don't care if it's cod liver oil or castor oil or if it's garlic oil. She knows what to do when there's an acute situation that calls for the emergency. She gets that child into the emergency to prevent arteries from being open and losing blood. That's a different thing. But when you are trying to prevent and to build that child's resistance up, every queen and priestess ought to know her way around the kitchen. Now, Queen of Four is a book I want to recommend to you because Queen of Four has redesigned her kitchen to be a laboratory like I'm trying to get my kitchen to be. Now, it's very important that we take a hint from the queen, the real queen, that we know she is in her area of medicine, the sacred woman. Get that book by Queen of Four. It's a guide to healing the feminine body, mind, and soul. She lays it out for you. You can't heal anybody, queen, until you heal yourself. So when you go into your little chamber, start healing your wound. That wound will talk to you and tell you when things are not right. It causes emotional problems in your life with your man and so with yourself and your family, because sometimes you get all whacked out of emotion because of those little things called hormones. So you start the healing process with you so you're pleasant to be around, so that your family can tolerate you, so that they don't think you've gone stock raving mad and they want to put you in a silent sanctum. That's what will happen when your emotions are out of whack and you're helping and curing everybody else but your own self. So you start the job on yourself, queens. You start the job there so that people will want to know a little bit about who you are and why you shine so much when your moon comes. And they want to know, how is it that you're so laid back? They want to know a little something about you. Who are you? Why are you so cool and nothing bothers you? They'll come to you to seek information. Then it won't be so difficult for you to lay it out to them because they seek you out first. A true queen and priestesses will have something that everybody wants. And they will have gifts because signs and wonders will follow you for them who believe. They will want to know, how did you heal that person? How did you speak truth into that young man's life? And how did you send that vibration across the water to heal those people that you couldn't even see? You were functioning like a shoot-a-mite woman, and you were believing to things that you couldn't see. A real true priestess has a whole nation in her hand. And she's responsible for the cares of a community. And not only is she responsible, she genuinely cares for those people in her community. Not only just for her own, but for people outside of her tribe as well. So how do you get to become a priestess? Do you name yourself a priestess, or are you called into the profession? And once you're called into the profession, must you sit up under the training of a master? And do you go out on a journey to become a self-officiated priestess? Yes, all of those things. But you cannot just sit on a throne and call yourself a priestess or a queen and have no job to do. What good is it for a priestess to have no job to do? Then she doesn't need a king. When you have a job to do, you'll need a helpmate. Because God does things in duality, he will send you a helpmate to work alongside of you. Now, sometimes I get sent a whole bunch of people, and they're supposed to be my helpmate, and they think they're supposed to be a part of my life. I said, Lord, Lord, who sent these people? And sometimes God didn't send them at all. They just came because they heard that you were alone, and they thought you needed somebody, and they don't have a plan for life. They're just waiting to latch onto your plan and carry out your plan, but they should have a plan, too. It's a good thing for a man to find a queen or a priestess, but he should come with a plan. Say that to yourself. It's a good thing for a man to find a priest or priestess, but he should come with a plan. Sometimes it only needs to be one plan, and each one of you carry out that plan, but you cannot get with a man that has no plan. He will bring you down as sure as I'm sitting here. He will bring you down because he will have no desire to live out a plan because he has no mission and no goal. When you get into these relationships and you're a queen and a priestess, sometimes it takes you talking to many guys. And maybe most of your friends are male gender rather than females, because you start thinking like a male. You start thinking like I am the provider and have a male tendency of wanting to function like a male would function. So therefore, your conversations are a lot smoother when you're around men and in the presence of men. But when you get with a giddy woman that's giddy and laughing and jovial all the time and can't get serious, you seem as if you can't get things done. Some of y'all should know what I'm talking about out there, because a real priest and priestess is going to have things lined up and outline what she has to do for her community. Have you assessed your community yet? Have you felt the pulse of your community? Do you know what their needs are? Are you out in the community, and are you presenting yourself at these general meetings? And do you go out in the courtyard and pursue avenues and positions and volunteer spots that you want to lend your service in? Are you just at home with your family, talking under your breath? You can't do that. You're going to have to leave the comfort of your home to go into that community to do your work. And sometimes the prisons will cry out to you and ask you to come in to assist. It's a great job in being a priestess and a queen, because there's lots that you have to do. But you must remember, stay focused. Don't get yourself overbearing in things. And don't forget to have a plan for yourself. Set up a plan for yourself to better yourself, to educate yourself, to take continuing education courses, to broaden your horizon. And always stay fresh on a subject. And don't be so behind on the topic of those things you say you love. And always keep a hobby of something that you like to do to fancy yourself, whether it be sabbatical, whether it be maintenance, but find something that you must do and set yourself aside for quiet time so that you meditate and God speaks to you to give you solutions to the end day problem. Don't always be in front of God crying out like he's a bellhop, but sit quietly with God and yourself so that God can reveal to you the precious things on his mind, and you will get to know the mind of Christ. And guess what? Christ residing in you will be the I am force, and the I am force in you will come forth, and you and the I am will collaborate together on topics, and you will start thinking just like a God. And you will then be the goddess that we are waiting to show up because you'll have the mind of Christ that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on him, and your peace will continue to increase. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen, for going all the way with me this evening and being a part of this segment and understanding that we can be priestesses in our own homes. We can be queens as well. But putting on all these fake heads of officials is very dangerous, and we must be very careful when we put on that one as the prophetess, because the society is going to want you to perform and at all times be 100% sure that you are right on target. And if not, you'll become a false prophet, and no one wants to become a false prophet. So be careful that you don't put on these titles of apostles and prophetess. Because you have to remember, listen, God called you, some may have went, and some just showed up, but God has to call you and appoint you. Let God appoint you and call you, and be patient as you wait for God to minister to you. Wait on God. Wait on him. He will show up. Every one of us has a purpose of being a queen in our own house. And we can all share that responsibility of being the head of the house in duality with our significant other. And you rule together. Don't take over the spot of the man. Stay in your particular spot and let him keep his. But you rule in duality. And we want kings and queens in all households. Now, whether or not you become a priestess, it's up to you if you pursue that. But it's a long journey and it's a hard task. But it's an easy one if you love what you're doing. I know you can do it. Why don't you start the process? Because you have it in you. It's in you. It's in you. All you need is a power of faith that will give you what you need in the time of trouble. Ask for the power of faith. It will help you. It will reveal things. I know it is.
Every day, the power of faith. From the moment I